Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2, Prayer and Fasting, the Lord's Way, by the Heavenly Father, Agape Love Himself, 2000. Silent cries, how long I have heard them, the cries of broken, fractured, spiritual hearts and their souls, generations after generations. How long have I seen their hands reaching for help, spiritual eyes blinded to my light, truth, my agape love, spiritual hearts and souls living in the fear of death, precious little ones sleeping to escape the horror, the pain, the loneliness, the fear, silent cries of the least of my sons, spiritual brethren, my spiritual inheritance, my spiritual children. How long I have heard their tearless, silent cries of pain from abandonment, rejection, and shame. How long have I heard their spiritual hearts and souls breaking, being fractured into many others and into many other things, out of the fear of death, out of the torture and pain, escaping the best way they know how, yet not knowing how they escaped or the way, but escaping the best they could. How long have I heard their spiritual hearts and souls silently screaming in fear and pain, rejection and loneliness? How long have I heard their silent cries for agape love and peace, but not even knowing what it was or where it could be found? I had King David of old, days long ago, write down his own cries out of his spirit and soul for all to read and to hear what I hear, the cries of a heart. King David wrote for all to read, his pain of his heart and soul, so others would know that I hear them. As I heard King David's, my spiritual ears are not dull of hearing or deaf to silent cries of spiritual hearts and souls, of their fears and brokenness. I can not only hear what the fear of death, abandonment, rejection, pain sounds like, but I see how it breaks one into many pieces, fractured into others, living as one, yet one who is many. Darkness and prison cells do not stop my seeing and hearing the silent cries, nor of seeing precious ones trapped in the darkness of captivity, through darkness, through ignorance, for eyes to see and for ears to hear. King David cried too. Psalm 55, 1 through 8. Authorized King James Version, verse 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Verse 2. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make noises. Verse 3. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they throw iniquity, evil, hate, wickedness, perverseness upon me. And in wrath, great anger, they hate me. Verse 4. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Verse 5. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. Verse 6. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Verse 7. Lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. Pause. Verse 8. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Now hear Agape's love's response. Exodus 3, 7 through 10. Authorized King James Version. Verse 7. And the Lord God said, I have surely seen the spiritual affliction of my people, which are in spiritual Egypt, the spiritual kingdom of Satan, of death, of slavery, of pain, of ignorance, of toil, of fear and torment, and have spiritually heard their cry by reason of their spiritual taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the spiritual Egyptians, Satan and his kingdom of darkness and its strong men, and to spiritually bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large one, and a land flowing with milk, agape love, and honey, power and authority, dominion, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Verse 9. Now therefore, behold, look, listen, hear the cry of the spiritual children of Israel. My spiritual inheritance, my lost ones to me, is come unto me. And I, the Lord, agape love himself, the heavenly Father, have also seen the spiritual oppression wherewith the spiritual Egyptian, Satan, and his demonic spirits spiritually oppress them. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you spiritually Moses, Pastor Deborah, now unto Pharaoh, Satan, the king of the kingdom of the darkness, spiritual Egypt, so that you may spiritually bring forth my precious spiritual people, the children of Israel, my new children. I desire to create and raise up my family of kings, holy ones, righteous ones, out of spiritual darkness, Egypt, the spiritual land of darkness and oppression. So Pastor Deborah was to become, and still is today, as Moses was in the ancient days of long ago, a spiritual Moses. The Heavenly Father went looking for true shepherds, spiritual kings, who he could train, raise up, and then send to set his precious ones free through power of agape love and with all the authority of the kingdom of heaven at their beck and call. So the Most High God went looking the earth to hear if he heard deep cries of spiritual burdens for the spiritually least of their spiritual brethren who have not been spiritually attended to in spiritual ways of agape love. True spiritual shepherding, kingship requires much of the one who the Lord sees as ready for tough training and battles. The deliverer must be very dedicated, disciplined, highly trained in spiritual warfare and the spiritual enemy of agape love and freedom. They must be willing to give up everything, everyone, for the work of this ministry. The spiritual mantle, robe, authority, and dominion of this spiritual position in the kingdom of heaven requires much and must be spiritually understood fully. To help you, the reader, understand this powerful, majestic position that Moses and Pastor Deborah have, read and listen to the following stories. You will learn what the purposes of the deliverer are for the Most High God and to the precious spiritual ones held in spiritual captivity. Read and hear, read and see, agape love at work.